Howdy, beautiful people. Got my co-reporter, Moo. That's M-U. And I'll just turn my drafts off. Hang on. It's a bit quieter. How are we? I've done a video for a while, have I? Now, I want to tell you what's happened for me this morning. So exciting, right? Oh my goodness, so exciting. Well, I've got 3 Instagram accounts, right? Oh, by the way, my name's Nate Max. For the new people who are on my account, lots of new people are adding every day, which is great. Thank you so much. I've been doing this gig of activism, presentations, seminars, YouTubes, interviews, retreats, men's circles, running meditation classes, sound journeys, lots of activism, lots of work around free energy, lots of dot connecting, living off grid, sustainable technologies, just a bit of everything. You know, I've been doing it for ages, but really, my main thing is delivering information in a way that's very easy to understand, where I'll pull the pieces of all these different puzzles and I'll bring them in and ground it and deliver it with my frequency to the people, and it seems to land really well. Now, I've got 3 Instagram accounts. My NateMaxTV one has been shadow banned for 5 or 6 years, okay? Probably 5 years before people even knew what shadow banning was. My account was being shadow banned, and people are like, "You're not being shadow banned, Nate." Blah, blah, blah. And now everyone's like, "Oh, I'm getting shadow banned." I'm like, well, yeah, okay, it's good. That's good. Welcome. And it was weird because a lot of people had massive followings, way bigger than me, and I couldn't grow my audience. I was on 15,000, and in 5 years, I didn't even grow. I'm at 19,000 now, you know. And my mate, who was on 30,000 when I was at 15, he got 1 million followers and all that. That's because I went extra hard and threw all the truth bombs down. And I know that when I do my lives, when I used to do Facebook Lives, I had 40,000 followers or something on Facebook. I would do a Facebook Live and it would fucking get shared like 20,000 times sometimes, you know. I knew that like my voice and my frequency is my most important thing that I do. A voice of reason, you know. So anyway, I've been posting on all 3 of my accounts. I've got a little account called Off Grid Adventures, which is me and my dog, and you know, living off grid sustainably, and gardens, and motorhomes, and you know, surfing, and like a kind of more a normal account that I'll, if I was going to meet a woman, I'd probably send that one to her. You know, but you don't have to worry about the vetting process anymore. You've got the vaccinations, which is the first tick or cross, so that narrows it down to less than 5%. And then you've got to be attracted to them, and you've got to have a connection with them. They've got to live in your area. Then you've got to be not married. They've got to not interested, to be honest, really, in 5 kids. We do a couple, but you know, all these things make a difference. And anyway, so I've got that one, and I've got one called neilpasco.vision. That's one I don't even use. It's just this old account from, fuck, I don't know, 8 years ago. And it's got pictures of me on the Harleys and kickboxing and partying and, you know, all that stuff, the old me. Which is still part of me, it's not gone. I'm still a rat bag, I still walk with one foot in both worlds, which I'm proud of. You know, I'm a bit gangster, I'm a little bit spiritual, a little bit conscious, and I'm also all of the above, you know what I mean? I try and be a bit of everything, and that makes me connect with other people, and I feel being a chameleon is really helpful because you can connect with so many different types of people. As opposed to just posting about truth-seeking or spirituality. You know, I love health. I love doing health stuff too. I'm really into the natural health and things like that. So anyway, that account, I've just started posting on it recently. And I've only got 1,500 followers on that one. I've got 19,000 or 21,000. That's weird, my NateMaxTV. It'll go up to like 23,000. And then overnight, I'll wake up and I'll just be back down on 19,000. I'm like, ah, where did 3,500 followers go overnight? That's unusual. Oh, you're not being shadow banned, Nate. Oh. So anyway, it is what it is. We all know. Now, this morning, what I've been doing is posting on all 3 accounts. And I've been putting a lot of really mind-controlling music on there. Old songs and things are stirring up old memories. I know how mind control works. I've read so many studies. I've read so many things. I've had a lot of super soldier activity myself on the non-physical for many, many years growing up. And you get taught these things, you know, and I see what they're doing. My biggest gift is that I see everything, okay? Now, that can be a gift, but it also, if it's not directed in the right way, can be a massive curse, because you literally see everything, people's lies, not just body language and people's energies and auras and their, you know, their agendas, but the smallest little details, you know. And so wherever I am all day long, I'm looking and I'm seeing pieces of the puzzle, because we're living in a matrix, we're living in a simulation, and this reality is reacting to us, okay? It's reacting from our actions. So it's a reaction to what we're doing. That's why we talk about magic. That's why we talk about co-creation. That's why we talk about perception. We are in a perception-based reality beyond the five senses, okay? We are in a perception-based reality beyond the five senses. Get real with it, okay? You're not here to get a job, go to school, get a job, and get married and get a mortgage and fucking die. You're on a spiritual journey. You're here to learn and evolve. All the shit that you thought was important to you, your house, your job, your money, your cars, going to the gym, all this stuff is gone. It's finished. Everything you've ever thought you loved is fucking gone if you don't step up now. This is the time where champions are made. This is the time where the leaders lead. This is the time where you get your stripes and your badges for being a motherfucking sick cunt, okay? That's where it's at, guys. This is do or die now. You cannot hide from this. You can't go to Mexico. You can't go to any fucking country. It's coming globally. It's a global agenda. Don't think for a second that they haven't thought about how they're going to take other countries that are not compliant with it right now, right? Everyone's going to Mexico. I get it. Good. Mexico's great. Could be great for another couple of years. But understand, Mexico is run by the cartels, right? Now, the cartels are in bed with the CIA. The CIA controls the flow of drugs, because the CIA are the ones that bring the drugs back from Afghanistan and Vietnam and all these countries. You know, they create the opium fields, the American soldiers protect it, then they send it over in the CIA planes, and it goes either into the, they call it the magic triangle, which is in Asia, and all the drugs disappear from there and they end up in opium dens and everywhere. A lot of the drugs go to the pharmaceutical companies because they use opioids, then they synthesize them to make their pharmaceutical drugs, but that's legal, okay? You can legally poison someone off if you're in the pharmaceutical industry. But if you sell drugs to someone, then you're a fucking bad person. So, and then the other drugs go into America and Mexico. And then from Mexico, they're distributed all around the world, blah, 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 right? That's what happens. So what would happen if the CIA, because understand this, guys, they don't care about the drug trade anymore. They don't really care about terrorism anymore. It's not an issue. The most important thing right now is to implement this United Nations, Rockefeller-run, global scientific dictatorship. That's what it is. It's a control system. It's about controlling every facet of your entire being, from the smart meters on your house, to the smart meters in your car, to your electric car, to your tracking device, which is your phone, which I'm on right now, to your social credit score, which will be connected to your cryptocurrency bank account, cashless society, okay? To your tracking chip, to your health app on your phone, which will tell everybody how many vaccines, how many poisonous untested vaccines with inherently dangerous side effects, which were, okay, the vaccines, understand this, the vaccines that were given out now, and more than 60% of them are placebo, okay, they were meant to be soft kill. They were never meant to be killing everyone as fast as they are now, okay? They didn't expect everyone to be dying so quickly. This was supposed to be something that was injected into people, and then 5-10 years later, everyone just has massive increases in cancer, inflammation through the body, and basically the T cells, which is what's happening, it destroys your T cells, which means your immune system shuts off and it starts eating itself. So it's a little bit like autoimmune disease, which autoimmune disease is not really autoimmune disease. Autoimmune disease is actually just toxicity in the body. Okay, toxicity in the body, bioaccumulation of toxins, is the only disease that mankind faces. Okay, a physical disease. Now, all the other disease comes in through the mental and the spiritual realm, through trauma, through undealt with emotions that are sitting there. Energy, chi, energy not flowing in the body. Okay? Why do you think you feel so good when you do these meditations with me and Jake? It's because you've done no fucking spiritual house cleaning your whole life. And then we come into this giant clearing and you're like, oh my God, I feel amazing. Of course. Because you had 20, 30, 40, 10, 5, 50 years of stuck energy sitting in your energy centers, sitting in your body. You had entities feasting on you at all times. Energetic hooks from your past partner hooked in there, stealing your energy, blocking you from ever finding your queen, blocking you from ever finding your king because you're emotionally tied in to some old fucking story that doesn't serve you anymore. This is the nature of the reality that we're living in, guys. We are in a spiritual journey. We are in a spiritual war. Let me just put the air conditioning on. It's getting a little bit hot in here because I'm screaming and carrying on a bit. And that's the gravity of the world we live in right now. We live in a world of scarcity. We have thousands of billionaires, tens of thousands of millionaires, or we have trillionaires. We have enough money, resources, power, technology, humans, space, water, anything you need to create heaven on earth. I mean, nobody working, good robots doing all the shit we don't like, and you guys just living an existence here on earth, evolving, growing, community, food, floating cities, hovering cars, no more oil, gas, no more fucking batteries, solar, none of that shit. We have technology that fucking predates that shit by 1,000 fucking years, okay? But this perception-based reality has been projecting an unsavvy situation how should I call it? This matrix has been projecting an anti-life human reality of scarcity, lack, and the opposite of love for so many years that we've been conditioned into thinking that this is fucking normal. Oh, it's just the way the world is, Nate. What can you do about it, Nate? Just how the world is. And those people are the ones that are getting vaccinated right now. I shouldn't laugh about it, right? But we're in a spiritual journey. You don't even get to take your body with you. Your fucking body, this thing, you don't even take that. When you die, all you have is your DNA, your memories, your vibratory frequency state, which is the key to fucking everything. That's the key to where you go next. How much you raise your internal frequency. How much trauma did you clear? How many lessons did you learn? How much love did you emanate? And how many regrets do you have in your back pocket when you die? How many regrets do you have? A lot? You're young and you've got regrets now? Hey, you're living in scarcity. You're living in lack. You need to be living in abundance, okay? But also aggressiveness against tyranny. This is not about being spiritual and being nice. We have an enemy which is trying to kill us and take our children. We have an enemy which wants to poison off and kill your children. That's their number one prize. That's why in all the opening ceremonies for the Olympic Games and all this shit, there's always babies and children. That's why they're so into pedophilia, raping kids. The people that run this world, they rape children. They fuck them over and over again. And then when they're about to die, they cut them up and they sacrifice them and they fuck them while they're dying. And they extract the adrenochrome out of them. And their entities, which are attached to the human body above, these entities and energies, which are also parasites, which are inside of us. Check your snakes. Okay, guys, check your snakes. Let's just leave it at that. Okay, these entities are hijacking the human being. Now, whether these are humans and they've been transformed into like soulless demons, or they've always been that way, that's questionable. That's another story for another day. I'd like to go into that. I could talk deeply about the genetics and the bloodlines that are here on Earth because we're not all the same, okay? We are not all the same. We are all not from love. That is complete bullshit. That's how this realm's been set up. Whether it's been set up that way or whether it's been hijacked, hey, that's another big story too, right? So these energies or entities and parasites and worms and snakes, they're all connected. They all rip holes in your interdimensional field which is your auric field, as above, so below, right? What's going on above is happening to you on a micro, macro level. Your inner vibration is resonating your external frequency, which determines your reality around you externally. That's how it works. What your eyes perceive, your mind creates, and you start co-creating that reality. So when you hear something, it goes into the ears. The frequency goes into your ears and resonates, and your ears pick up that frequency and translate that into sound, a sound wave frequency. Everything is frequency and vibration. And then that gets transferred into the cortex of your brain. It gets sent into your pineal gland, and your pineal gland is a projector that starts projecting a reality. Depending on how calcified it is will determine how strong and vivid your reality is, how strong and vivid your imagination is. What do they tell you when you're a kid? Stop dreaming. Get your head out of the clouds. Yeah, we wouldn't want too many kids co-creating a beautiful reality. And let me tell you, kids create a beautiful reality because what they focus on and what they create in their mind, they 100% believe it. They believe it and they embody it. As you're growing up, that gets beaten out of you. Your dreams get beaten out of you. You go into primary school, high school, watch TV. The indoctrination becomes so strong that someone tells you that you're not a god. You're not a co-creative being. You don't have superpowers anymore. You're going to work. You're a slave. Then you get heartbroken by a woman, by a man. Then you close your heart off. Then your heart coherence, which is what's creating the reality around you, slows down. And then guess what? We get roped into their reality. What's their reality? The mainstream news. The single worst thing for the human race on this planet is the mainstream news. If we were to get rid of the mainstream news and all the phone towers, which are pumping out frequencies, which are keeping us physically in a low frequency net, it's a net, the internet, the interweb. It's the internet of all things, which is putting a net over human beings' consciousness. It's blocking our consciousness from escaping at nighttime. They pump more frequencies at nighttime while you're astral traveling. Okay, this is a very non-physical woo-woo war we're in. And I don't usually go this far down the rabbit hole, but this is where we're at. We're starting to realize that we are in a multi-dimensional war now. And yes, guys, that was all of my own property, so don't even fucking talk about my seatbelt. Go fuck yourself, you fucking pessimists. This is a war, and we're distracted by stupid shit. This is a war on the senses. It's a war on the mind. It's a war on everything that keeps us connected to being human. Nature. The earth. Giant trees. Why do you think they cut down all the giant trees? Why do you think they logged every country? And if they couldn't get the big trees out, the big cedars, the big sequoias, and all these trees, what did they do? They fucking burnt them to the ground. Why would you burn a 300-year-old tree? You'd fucking just leave it. Why would you burn it? And then they, we're talking the black magicians, the black priests, the black pope, the high-ranking Illuminati generals, they're the ones that came out over on the first fleet to Australia. They're the ones who coerced and tricked the minds of the convicts who came to Australia with them. These black magicians pulled the wool over the eyes. And when I say black, I don't mean skin color black. I mean these Illuminati high-ranking generals, which were on the first fleet, which came to Australia. And they knew where Australia was. They've already been here a bunch of times, but they came back with a bunch of people to, one, bring disease, bring alcohol, cut away the language from the original people, disconnect them from their ceremony, desecrate all the sacred sites, cut down the massive trees, okay, and infiltrate the mind with religion. Okay, religion was the first fall of consciousness. It took the Orthodox Roman Church 1,000 years to infiltrate Russia. 1,000 years it took them to get in religion, to coerce the mind of the Russian people. Now, where's Russia in the history books? Fucking nowhere to be found. What's the biggest, one of the biggest land masses on the planet? What was it doing during the Roman Empire, during the Egyptian Empire, during all these empires? What was happening in Russia? What was going on over there? Oh, let's not worry about that. They were a thriving civilization, a spiritually connected white civilization of deeply connected humans, connected to the seasons, the spirits, the divinity of all things, a vegan thriving civilization. There was such high vibratory acts going on there that they weren't even consuming food. They were eating, or they were breathing, in the pollen from flowers, and that was enough to sustain their bodies. Most people can't even wrap their head around that. We weren't eating and consuming animals back then. We didn't need to before we had the fall of consciousness. We would just breathe in what we needed, and our bodies worked at such a high level that it would assimilate that into all the minerals and nutrients we needed to thrive and survive and live for hundreds of thousands of years. So anti-life, phone towers, okay? Cutting off the natural frequency of Earth, the Earth's rhythm, the Schumann frequency, the natural frequencies that come out of Earth and come out of nature. They replaced tobacco, which was used for prayer. Bum puffing, prayer. That's what tobacco was used for blessings and for prayer. They gave us a synthetic mimic with 590 carcinogenic toxins in it. How could you possibly have 590 chemicals in tobacco when you can get natural tobacco, organic, and you can smoke it, and you don't breathe into your lungs, and it tastes exactly the same? 580. Do you know what that is? That's soft kill. That's genocide. They know that you're deeply connected to tobacco. They know. They've looked at the timelines. They travel through the Akashic. They've got black magicians who can go in and out of times. They're creating magic. These guys understand how this system works. They're not stupid, okay? We're very esoteric, yes, but these magicians have been here for a long time and they've been doing soul transfer. So when they're about to pass on, which they will and they always do, because they haven't gone through the bioregenesis process of awakening, which is upgrading the DNA, which is flooding the body full of light, which is going through your trauma and all your stuff. They've chosen to use sacrifice, blood, ritual, and soul transfer, which is basically they'll get a child with the Germanic bloodline, which is a very, very powerful bloodline, and while they were trying to kill off Germans, okay? That whole story of that war, was, my God, it's completely not what you've heard. Let's just say that. Another topic for another day. We can go there for sure about the Holocaust, about Germans, about what they were creating, about their level of IQ, all that stuff. And what they do, they'll get a three-year-old child, under 3 years old, who has pure, pure bloodlines, green eyes. It's all about bloodlines. It's all about genetics. It's all about soul codes. It's all about DNA. Okay, specifics. That's why they've got these companies like the ones where they check your DNA and you can get a test and they go, oh, you come from Mesopotamia and all this shit. That's about trying to find people, one, who have the Lazarus gene, which is the immortal cells. That's about tracking who you are so they can target you individually with frequencies via your DNA. And that's about finding out where the avatar children are. Ah, an avatar is going to come through this family line soon. So we'll make sure we poison off the wife, or we'll kill the wife, we'll sacrifice her, or when the child comes, we'll make sure the child ends up being redirected from that incarnation process into a family full of Freemasons, pedophiles, Illuminati, whatever, and they'll rape and abuse that child so it never reaches its highest potential, okay? This is a level of gang fuckery that's going on at the moment, and it's been going on for a long time, and if you want to learn out more about that, look into a guy called Max Spears, a comrade of mine, super soldier. And he talks all about this stuff as well. So they get this child and they basically, there's a transfer that goes on through the eyes and a sacrifice which happens where the soul of the child steps out, it is sacrificed, and then the soul of that fucking parasite, the queen, these bloodlines, whoever, goes into that child, and then the queen retains her full consciousness but ends up in that child's body. So at the moment, you have a queen somewhere, the queen who's in a 4-year-old or 10-year-old's body with her full consciousness, so she can continue reaping havoc on the world. Where what happens to us? We come in with amnesia, we forget who we are, we have to go through the birthing process and the hospitals and the vaccines and the trauma and the mother's birth trauma if she hasn't cleared it, and then we have to cop all the toxins that are passed on via the womb. Then we have to go through education, indoctrination, school, growing up, all this shit. Then hopefully we haven't taken too many drugs and alcohol and ruined ourselves and been too traumatized and raped too many times. Then we have the awakening. Then we have to go through the awakening. We have to go through all the fuckery and disinformation, all the lies which are created in the spiritual realm. A lot of the spiritual realm is disinformation, which was created by the deep state, just like religion, just like the banking system, just like the medical system, just like government, everything inverted, right? Then we awaken. So we've lost 10, 20, 30 years of progress because we have to fucking wake up. And half of us don't wake up. Half of us end up in really fucked up situations because we become awake and we have no one to help us. So understand how much time we're losing by not being awake when we wake up. That's why when you wake up and you see people who are awakened, they are fucking going hard because they realize their soul is like, holy shit, we're in a multi-dimensional war and I've been asleep for 30 fucking years. I need to make up for lost time right now. And that's a really easy way to get burnt out. So that's what's going on with whole soul transfer and soul harvesting, you know? That's my neighbor. He didn't see me. He needs to put his glasses on. Yeah, and it just goes on and on and on and on. Fuckery, right? So anti-life behavior, attacking kids, vaccinating people, United Nations, which is an inverted operation. It's not United Nations. It's been hijacked. It's been stolen. It's run by the Rockefellers. And they're in bed with China. They want a war. If they can't get their global government installed and their cashless society with their tracking chip, plan B is to have a massive war with China, a nuclear war. They're basically like, well, that didn't work, so let's just kill off as many people as we can. That's the level of fuckery that's going on. That's the situation that's happening at the moment, and that's where we're at as a human race. Sorry to bust your bubble this morning, guys. Oh, hello. What do we have here? I love Mullum Bimby. It's great. I'll give some money to the old chap. Hang on, guys. Morning, sir.
Good day, how you doing?
How are you?
Thank you.
So anyway, guys, we're in a war right now. So what I'm doing today is reminding you that do not stay in idle. Do not just grow vegetables in your backyard and think it's going to blow over. It's coming for you. It's coming for everyone. It's a spiritual war. It's a frequency war. It has been planned for 50 fucking years, okay? They are not stupid. Look, if one thing you can change is your internal frequency. Okay, that's one thing you can change very easily is your internal frequency. Where's my fucking park, man? Oh, Jesus. So anyway, what I was saying is, I digressed, didn't I? The whole point of me talking was explaining my situation with, is it a good park? I'll finish up here. Yes. So basically, what I wanted to explain was, is that my little account only has 1,500 people on it, and they just deleted my account this morning. Okay, and I was only getting 200-300 views. Imagine I had a fucking million followers. Imagine how deadly I'd be. And I'll tell you what, I've been like disconnected from Instagram. They deleted my Facebook, which I really like posting on it. There's a very different energy between Facebook, Instagram, and Telegram. And for some reason, I haven't been posting like I usually post on Telegram. Then anyway, this morning they deleted my personal account. And I just felt this full disconnection. I was like, oh, fuck. I felt this motivation. I realized I've been stuck in Instagram. And when there's a good app called Telegram that I should use as my Instagram, the way I post, the way I do things, I should just put all my shit on there. So anyway, I got super motivated this morning and I felt the disconnection from that AI. Even though I still have accounts, two other accounts, I could really feel something disconnect. So if you guys are being shadow banned, which you probably are if you're posting good content, or if you've got a little following, it doesn't really make any difference, I highly suggest just deleting Facebook and deleting Instagram and getting them off your phones altogether, because we are being fed on. Our data is being used, our information is being taken, and it is the worst thing we can do, which is using these apps, because it's giving the enemy everything we don't want them to have. Smartphones are the worst. Let's get off our smartphones as much as we can. You can use Telegram on a computer. You don't need to have Telegram on a smartphone. You can just start it, beep, with the first QR code. Then you can delete it off your phone and not use it again. Or you can get someone else to do it. You can just like do it on their phone and then you can beep it on your computer. So anyway, guys, I've got an interview tomorrow at 2 p.m. with Harry Vox. It's going to be fucking badass. This guy is such a legend, eh? We're going to be swearing our heads off and carrying on for sure. And I'm going to start posting a lot more on Telegram, but more of my shit. I'm not going to have it so much as a news feed. There's too much going on. And for people out there who don't know, I've got two Telegrams. One's Nate Max group chat, and one's Nate Max Human Alliance. Nate Max Human Alliance is just my posts, and the other one's a group chat where you can post all your stuff in there, right? So rather than posting crypto shit under my fucking picture of my dog, fuck off, you people who are doing that, okay? Post in the chat, and I don't want crypto shit, None of that crap. Don't share things 50 times or I'm going to block and delete you, okay? Just positive shit. Important stuff. Flood the feed full of health, positivity, gardens, happiness, kids, children, dogs. Good stuff, okay? We can't just have a negative news feed. Let's do the positive press. But anyway, I'm going to keep going deep with these voice messages like this. I'm going to go really fucking woo-woo now because we're in the multidimensional war. Now, guys, I want to end on this. Read The Ringing Cedars of Russia. Get that book series. You need to fucking read it. I don't care who you are. You need to read these books. You need to embody our highest potential. There's 9 books. They are fucking so powerful. They'll change your life. Now, the second thing, the most potent on par information on the internet right now is Alex Jones from InfoWars, okay? So go to InfoWars.com or go to band.video. Band.video and watch his every night feed. It is the most powerful information on the internet. If you don't know what's going on, don't waste your time researching. Just watch that, okay? Keep it simple. Listen to his podcast, share his stuff. They're going down. They're not going to be in the internet much longer. They're getting sued left, right, and center. Very, very powerful information. I wouldn't be who I am today without it. So thanks for listening, guys. My name's Nate Max from Nate Max TV Podcast, Nate Max TV BitChute. Innateawareness.com is my global platform where I have products and health products and stuff on there. And then my Telegram is Nate Max Human Alliance, which you guys are very aware of it. So have a lovely day. Signing out. Nate and Moo. Speak to you soon. Bye now. Hey, you guys are important. The whole point behind that whole message is you are fucking important, okay? Your word is so important right now. So fucking important. They're so scared of people like us, they literally will go and delete an account with 1,500 people. That's how fucking scared they are, guys. So spread the word, letterbox drop, spread the news, talk, be a fucking antenna for truth. Big love now. See ya.